For more information on Victory Faith Centre and to download sermons at no charge, visit www.victoryfaithcentre.org.au. Tonight we're looking at the sacrifice and service of our faith. Let's open in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for the Word of God, for teaching us these things, these wonderful things from the Word of God. Give us ears to hear tonight what the Holy Ghost is saying to us. We thank you, Lord, that your Word gives light and it gives understanding. In Jesus' name, amen. So we're looking at the sacrifice and service of our faith. Both of those things our faith gives to God. It's a sacrifice and it is a service to God. Let's have a look at Philippians 2, and we're going to read verses 15 to verse 17 in Philippians 2. Philippians 2, starting at verse 15, and we'll read to verse 17. That ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither laboured in vain. Yea, and if I be offered upon the sacrifice and service of your faith, I joy and rejoice with you all. For the same cause also do ye joy and rejoice with me. So faith is a sacrifice and a service to God. So let's be clear about what faith is. Faith is believing God and believing his word to be true and acting on it. Believing God, believing his word to be true and acting on it as if it's true. So that's what faith is. And the Word of God shows us here that faith requires action on our part. Faith requires action on our part. So the Apostle Paul said that he has not run in vain, neither laboured in vain. So there is a labour associated, a work associated with faith. It's the doing part. It's the hearing and the doing. The doing is important. So you can consider it is a service to God because there's a doing part involved in faith. It's acting on God's word. So it's not just the hearing and doing nothing. There's an action involved in it as well. It's acting on God's word. So it is a service to God. And it's a sacrifice as well because we are called to live by faith. We're called to walk by faith, even in challenging times, even when we might not be feeling like it. Even when we feel pressured, faith is still the commandment and it's still the standard. So we are called to live by faith. So it's a sacrifice to God because we do it in obedience to him. And it's a service to God. There's action involved with it. If we go to the book of Ecclesiastes in the Old Testament and look at chapter 12 and verse 13. And Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 13 says, "Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter, fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man." So we have a duty before God. Our duty is to fear God and keep his commandments. And we do this by faith. We keep God's commandments by faith. And faith says, "I believe God and I believe his word." I believe God and I believe his word. So our duty is to fear God, the reverential fear of God. Fear God and keep his commandments. That's our duty as Christians. That's our duty as human beings. Fear God and keep his commandments. And we do these things by faith. We live by faith. So we do these things by faith. It's part of our service, the service of our faith. Praise God. If we go back to the New Testament in Mark 11 and verse 22, Mark 11 verse 22, and the Lord Jesus Christ says in this verse 22, "And Jesus answering saith unto them, Have faith in God." We're commanded to have faith in God. Have faith in God. That is the Lord Jesus Christ's commandment.
Right.
So when we walk by faith, we're not just doing it for ourselves. It's part of our service to God in obedience to Christ. Have faith in God. We're called to do that. That is part of the service of our faith. And that's how we should be living, by faith as Christians, by our believing God, believing him, believing in him and acting on his word. Believing his word and acting on it. So have faith in God. That's the commandment. That's the commandment. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. We're called to live by faith. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 7. Second Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 7 says, "For we walk by faith, not by sight. For we walk by faith, not by sight." And that's part of our service to God, is to be obedient to the Lord. He said, have faith in God. And part of our walking by faith is to not regard the sight. So we walk by faith, not by sight. So what that means is we might be tempted to look at the situation and it could look bad in the natural. Or the day-to-day things of life, which if we focus on the day-to-day issues of life without using our faith, these things can be tempting to drag us down. The day-to-day issues of life. So We are called to walk by faith, commanded to walk by faith, not by sight. Because God is greater than what we can just see with our sight. He's the God of the supernatural. He's the God of miracles. And he works to help us in our lives as we have faith in him and as we trust him. So we look to God, who is greater than the natural situation, the natural circumstance. And as we look to him, we give him access to change what is happening in the natural as well. So it works out for our good, as he's promised in his word in Romans 8:28. So this is part of our service to God, is walking by faith and not by sight. Now, in the natural realm, as I said, things may look bad, but that's where we are called to put our faith in God. We're called to put our faith in God, to go to God as his children, ask him for help. Ask him for help and tell him that you believe him. You believe him. You believe his word. And that also shows the importance of knowing what the word of God says. Because that gives you the basis to stand on the promises of God. I'm going off a little bit here, but this is important that we think about these things so that we know what to do as part of the service of our faith. And part of the service of our faith is to know what the Word of God says, know the promises of God that apply to our life in various areas so that we can stand on them. We can stand on them. Stand on the promises of God. That's what he's looking for. He's looking for the person who stands on the promises of God in faith. It gives God access to work on our behalf. And how can we stand on the promises of God if we don't know what they are? So we have to know them. We have to know what his promises are so that we can stand on them. Speak them. Speak them over our life. Speak them to God again and say, Lord, your word says this. This is part of the sacrifice and service of our faith. Your word says this. I believe you. I'm standing on the word of God. And to hold on to it. Hold on to it. Not let go. Not go backwards into doubt, unbelief, and defeat, but to stand on the promises of God, to do what the scripture says here, to walk by faith, not by sight. Walking by sight does not lead to victory, because if you remember, this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. So our faith means we can overcome the world. So walking by sight does not lead to victory, but walking by faith leads to victory. So we walk by faith. That's why the scripture said this, for we walk by faith, not by sight, so that we keep our eyes on the Lord, on his promises, not by sight, regardless of the pressure. And there's a lot of pressure in the world. There is a lot of pressure in the world that if we don't keep our eyes on God and we keep walking in faith, will bring us down. It'll drag us down. So we have to keep our eyes on the Lord. It's part of the service of our faith. And stand on his promises and not let them go. So that's why it's so important to know the word of God. Know what it says. Know what the word says. Actively make an effort to know what the word says, hear what it says, study out what it says, recite and repeat to yourself what it says, declare out loud over yourself and your situation what it says. That's how we stand by faith. That's how we walk by faith. And that's part of the sacrifice and service of our faith. So this is a command. And as I said, it can be challenging because we live in a world of pressure. It can be challenging, but God provides the ability, the strength and the grace to walk daily by faith. So he has given us the grace, the strength and the ability to do it. Remember that. So we as Christians ought to approach everything by faith, and I'm not saying that lightly. We ought to approach everything by faith because that's where the victory is. Faith pleases God and faith gives God access. Faith gives him the basis to work in our life. Faith gives God access into our life. It connects us to the promises of God. There's no victory without our faith. There is no victory without our faith. So let's go to Hebrews 11, verse 6. Hebrews 11, verse 6, which says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Hebrews 11, verse 6. So without faith, it is impossible to please God. Faith pleases God. Doubt, fear, unbelief, walking by sight do not please God. They do not please God because they cannot, these things cannot be rewarded. These things do not connect us to the covenant blessings of God. They're of the enemy, and they rob Christians of the rewards of faith. God wants to give to his people, and faith is how we receive from God. He wants to bless his people, but he can't bless unbelief, doubt, fear, walking by sight. He can't bless those things. There's no receiving from God in those things. God wants to bless his people. He's provided the means for which we can receive his blessings. He's given us his promises here, and we connect to those promises by faith. We receive them by faith. Faith is how we receive from God. Faith is how we receive from God. So it's impossible to please God without faith. God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. He's a rewarder of faith. So believe that. As you diligently seek God, as you increase your faith by the hearing of the word of God and putting it into practice, you will be rewarded. And victory and blessings will be your reward. Blessings and victory come through living and walking by faith in God. And it's part of the sacrifice and service of our faith. So faith requires us to do things in a sacrificial way, even if it feels hard. And it can feel hard at times because, as I said, there's so much pressure in the world. It's a world of pressure. It's a world of pressure with a spiritual God with a small g, Satan, who is the thief and the deceiver. And his mission is to steal, kill, and destroy. Remember that. Steal, kill, and destroy. But we are required and commanded to walk by faith, not by sight. And it requires us to do this in a sacrificial way, even if it feels hard. For instance, you give by faith, even if everything is saying in the natural mind, you can't give. It's hard to give. But you do it in obedience. Showing love, for instance. Even if things are saying, you know, that person's, you can't love that person's done this, or you don't feel like it, you can do it. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And you have the love of God in your heart, and that's supernatural, and it's greater than human love. And it's shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. You can do these things in faith. And we can only please God when our faith is put into action. So faith, there's two things involved here. It's the hearing of the word of God and the doing of the word of God. So he said to be doers and not hearers only in the book of James. Be doers and not hearers only. So one important thing you can do, as I said before, is know the scripture, know the promises, take hold of them and stand on them. Speak them out to yourself. Speak them to God. Speak them to your situation. Speak them to the devil. Speak them out. Speak them out. You're not doing it in vain. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Even our faith. So this is part of the sacrifice and service of our faith. Have a look at Romans 14. And we'll read verses 22 and 23 in Romans 14. Which says, hast thou faith? Have it to thyself before God. Happy is he that condemneth not himself in the thing which he alloweth. And he that doubteth is damned if he eat, because he eateth not of faith. For whatsoever is not of faith is sin. So, unbelief, doubt, fear, etc., the things that come out of that, the things that aren't of faith, their sin, the things that aren't of faith. Whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Sin is transgression of God's law. So whatsoever is not of faith is sin. So it's imperative for us as Christians to be living and walking by faith. Faith in God. Faith in his word. And acting on it. Whatsoever is not of faith is sin. So know the word of God. God's word, when you let it into your life, gives light and understanding. Light and understanding. So if you know what the word says about your situation, you have God's light and understanding about it. Praise God. You have something to hold on to. You've got something to hold on to there. A firm promise of God, a firm foundation. You hold on to it. God won't fail. He won't fail you. His word is sure. His word is true. And it will come to pass. It will come to pass. So stand on God's word. Stand on God's word. Go back in this chapter to verses 17 and 18. And the scripture says, "For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. For he that in these things serveth Christ is acceptable to God and approved of men." So there's a service to God, and what is acceptable in serving Christ is righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. And we walk in these things, we live in these things by faith. By faith. Praise God. You take hold of your joy in God by faith. Don't let the devil rob you of it. You take hold of your peace, the peace of Christ, which he has promised. Take hold of that by faith. And don't let the devil rob you of it. Resist the devil if he tries to rob you of your peace and joy. You walk in righteousness by faith. You resist the temptation to sin by faith. You stand by faith, live by faith, walk by faith, overcome the world by faith. This is part of the sacrifice and service of our faith. Let's have a look at Romans 1:17. Romans 1:17 says, "For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith." As you live by faith and grow in faith, the righteousness of God is revealed. It is revealed from faith to faith. As you grow in faith, the righteousness of God is revealed. Praise God. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, and you have the ability to grow in faith, grow in grace. Your faith can grow. It can increase. Praise God. Praise. So we're called to live by faith. So what is faith again? Faith is believing God, believing his word, and acting on it. Believing God, believing his word and acting on it as if it is true, because it is. Praise God. Faith is how we receive from God. So living by faith is the command. We live in God's supernatural peace and joy by faith. We show the supernatural love God has given us by faith. Praise God. Let's look at John 14, verse 15. John 14 and verse 15. And the Lord Jesus Christ said, "If ye love me, keep my commandments." If ye love me, keep my commandments, the Lord Jesus said. So we are commanded to keep his commandments by faith. We can do it. He's told us to. So if he's told us to, we're able to do it. He wouldn't have told us to do something we can't do as Christians. He's commanded us to do it, so we're able to. "If ye love me, keep my commandments," he says. If ye love me, and as Christians, we love the Lord. Love him. "If ye love me, keep my commandments." Praise God. We do this by faith. And it shows our love. And it is sacrificial on our part. It's a sacrifice to God. We give him the sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving and showing our love to him. We'll finish with 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 7. 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 7, which says, "I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith." And that is a wonderful thing to say as a Christian. That's the position of victory there. I have fought a good fight, the fight of faith. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Thank you. Praise God. Let's be those who keep the faith. Praise God. And fight the good fight of faith. It will always lead to victory. It will always lead to victory. Praise God. So let's close in prayer and thanks the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you. We praise you and thank you, Lord. Thank you that you've given us faith, and faith is powerful. We thank you, Lord, that our faith is in God. We believe your word. We thank you that thy word is truth. We thank you, Lord, that our faith pleases you. We thank you, Lord, that faith is a sacrifice and a service to God. May our sacrifice and service to you be in accordance with the word of God, Lord, so that we can say that we have kept the faith and fought the good fight. Thank you, Lord. Bless each person here. In Jesus' name, amen.